From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Despite less than ideal pressure readings from BP's busted well in the Gulf of Mexico, retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says tests being conducted there will be allowed to continue. BP recently installed a new cap on the well, and Allen outlines what engineers are looking for.
Now that the well is shut in and we know there is increased pressure at the top of the well, we're looking for indications that would lead us to believe there might be leakage.
Allen, the government's point person on the BP cleanup, says at this point they still can't determine whether oil is leaking elsewhere. The cap is considered just a temporary solution with eventual plans to plug the well that's been leaking since April and complete the drilling of a new relief well. The White House is using the financial regulation bill as a campaign tool before President Obama has even signed it into law. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the administration's strategy.
All but three Senate Republicans opposed the bill to regulate Wall Street. The top House Republican wants to repeal the bill. Presidential adviser David Axelrod plans to make sure voters are aware of that. He spoke to reporters in a conference call.
Someone once said good government is good politics, and in this case it is certainly true. And there is a clear, clear choice come November between the folks who want to repeal and repeat the mistakes of the past and return to the policies that led to this crisis, and those of us who are trying to chart a better course for this country.
That's the White House's theme for November's elections: move the country forward, not backwards. Republicans argue that more government programs don't necessarily make the country better. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
The president is expected to sign the financial overhaul bill next week. Replacement for the Senate seat left vacant after the death last month of West Virginia's Robert Byrd. As West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Erica Peterson reports, Governor Joe Manchin says Byrd's seat will be filled by a Charleston attorney.
Manchin, a Democrat, says he is appointing Charleston lawyer Cart Goodwin to fill Byrd's seat. Goodwin is Manchin's former chief counsel who left that post to work in his family's law firm. Last year, he was tapped by Manchin to lead a review into the state's judiciary system with former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Manchin says he chose Goodwin for the post because he thinks for himself and has the state's best interests at heart.
I don't need to tell you all, if you don't know Cart, he's fiercely, fiercely independent. We have gone toe-to-toe many times. And that's what I really came to admire and love so much about him, that he would not back down.
Manchin has expressed interest in running for the Senate seat, but hasn't officially announced a decision. If the state legislature passes legislation clarifying the state's succession laws, a special election will be held in November. For NPR News, I'm Erica Peterson in Charleston, West Virginia.
Better than expected earnings by a couple of the big banks failed to buoy the market today as investors chose instead to worry about prospects for future revenue growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 261 points to close at 10,097, a fall of more than 2.5%. The Nasdaq was down 70 points today. You're listening to NPR. Federal health officials are now giving the anti-cancer drug Avastin less than stellar marks, saying that while the drug did show early promise in shrinking tumors caused by breast cancer, over time it has failed to slow tumor growth or extend patients' lives. The Food and Drug Administration 2 years ago granted conditional approval to Roche to move ahead with Avastin based on early trials. The FDA says patients taking the drug also have shown significant side effects, including high blood pressure, fatigue, and abnormal white blood cell counts. More than 5,000 people have been arrested. Nearly $10 million was seized in an Interpol-coordinated operation across Asia. Elder Beardsley reports the operation targets illegal gambling at the just-finished World Cup.
Most of the arrests took place in China and Thailand. The operation, codenamed Soga 3 for soccer gambling, was the third and largest soccer sting mounted by Interpol, the world's largest international police organization based in Lyon, France. Rachel Billington is a spokeswoman for Interpol.
People involved in illegal soccer gambling often have links to organized crime gangs. And the organized crime gangs clearly are involved in all sorts of prostitution, money laundering, and trafficking. So there are wider areas of criminality that this kind of operation can then provide information on.
Agents from South Africa, Asia, and Interpol worked together during the month-long operation. They seized $10 million in cash, as well as cars, bank cards, computers, and mobile phones. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The popularity of the movie Toy Story 3 apparently helped boost toymaker Mattel's bottom line for the company's latest quarter. Mattel says it saw second quarter net income more than double, the maker of Barbie and Hot Wheels reporting earnings of 14 cents a share. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.